Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Greg. Nice to talk with you again this morning.
Budget, more budget.
Budget. I'm happy to report that my governor and my speaker and I myself, we met together last week. I don't know what day it was, Tuesday or Wednesday, and had a great conversation regarding budget and roads and started identifying those areas where we're aligned and those where we still have some work to do. But I'm pretty darn optimistic that things are going to come together here, starting pretty publicly at the end of this month and then for the first couple of weeks in September. So as I've been saying all along, nobody needs to get excited. This is going to get done. It's not as early as we've done it in the past, but it'll get done. And I think, generally speaking, everybody's going to be equally both happy and, a little bit disappointed. So, but I can tell you, I can't tell you too many details, but I can tell you this, there's not going to be a 45-cent gas tax increase.
Right. There will be a small one, though, you think?
Yeah, it'll be, I guess I'll stick my neck out a little bit. It'll be less than 10 cents over 3 years.
Okay.
So that's a pretty, on a relative basis compared to what we've been charged with doing, it's small, and then we're going to spread it out over a period of time. But I'm pretty confident that it'll be less than 10 cents, and it'll be spread out over 2 to 3 years. So, and we are, I'm rifle shot focused on making sure that we are reprioritizing our current spending. In other words, taking current spending and directing it to roads. And we are evaluating all our state cash flows and looking at freeing up some cash flow to provide for roads. And both of those will be very evident in our final plan.
Mike, is there an easy explanation about the teacher retirement fund money, how that would not be used?
Yeah, the explanation is this. The current projections by the Office of Retirement Services and how they plan to pay off that debt are unrealistic. I've spent the last month arguing and arm wrestling with them to demonstrate such. And frankly, and my governor knows this because we've talked about it. I'm trying to help her because about 2 to 3 years out from now, if we don't do something a little bit different, we're going to be having to find another $1 billion out of the general fund just to fund that that unfunded liability and the retirement obligation. And so what we're trying to do is do it in a way that level funds it and so that's more secure, half-truth reports about stealing money from the pension, that's crap. It's just the opposite. At the end of the day, we will have secured those funds in a way in which it won't destroy the budget. And once the final details are put together, Greg, I'll come into the studio with you and go through it piece mm-hmm. by piece because it's most of the reports and most of the comments right now are based on not really knowing the full details.
Right.
So, it's just ridiculous for anybody to think that we're going to be, putting that into jeopardy because it's a constitutional obligation we have. And frankly, I'm focused on making sure that a future legislature or a future governor cannot fund it. That's what my focus is on.
So just a lot of speculation, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. But, the hard part here for me is I don't want to get out in front and share too many details because then my people the folks that I'm negotiating with think I'm, not working in true honest fashion. But when little pieces of information get leaked out, then people take it out of proportion, and that's when you see all the reactions. And so, this is a Winnie the Pooh moment. He's a famous philosopher. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh has often quoted as saying, "Sometimes doing nothing for the moment results in the very best something." And so in this case, it's time for people to just take a chill pill and wait till the details are worked out. And I'm pretty confident that folks will see that we were very prudent and very responsible, very creative in coming up with additional sustainable funding for roads without having to either destroy a pension obligation or increase gas taxes to a crazy level.
Mike, what about assault weapons? What are your thoughts on assault weapons, and how can people get those so readily?
We've had some red flag bills introduced in the Senate this session already. They've been assigned to a committee that I happen to chair, government operations, and that has a connotation to it. Sometimes things go there to die, and some things go there to get expeditiously processed. And I've made a commitment that we'll have a hearing or two on those to see, and frankly, here's the point, Greg.
Yeah.
See what is in these suggested bills that isn't already in other laws in Michigan. Mm-hmm. I maintain that law enforcement and citizens already have a fair amount of latitude. And if they identify somebody that, you know, think they may be in trouble because they're either going to harm themselves or harm somebody else, there are ways that are already lawfully allowed for that process to take place. So I'm very, very careful about making sure that we're not introducing new laws that basically duplicate or redundant on existing laws. I mean, assault on high capacity rifles and so forth. I don't think it's too easy for people to get them, but it is. There's not the kind of depth of background check that some people would like, and I think even my president is starting to weigh into that area, and we're just going to see where that pathway leads us. Again, this is another Winnie the Pooh moment when, you know, unfortunately these occasions are so tragic and frankly too frequent. But, you know, laws can't prohibit people from doing crazy things, and we just have to keep that in mind.
So we have to be more vigilant.
That's exactly right. I mean, we need to be neighbors, and we need to be family members. We need to be community members. We need to watch. We need to listen. And particularly, you know, when there's so much social media garbage going on, and when you see somebody starting to say some things that ostensibly are supposed to be jokes, that's when you start. You should be, every one of us should be suspicious and just start carefully watching. Most of the folks that have been perpetrators of these tragedies, number one, are not NRA members. None. Mm-hmm. No mass shooter has been a member of the National Rifle Association to date. And also, most of them have absolutely demonstrated, if people are watching careful enough, have demonstrated some reasons for cause, yet nobody took action.
Well, anything big happened this week, Mike?
Nope. The big thing this week is we've got, I'm just going to be honest with you, this is a week where both the Republicans in both House and the Senate have big fundraisers in Michigan, up in northern Michigan. That's where I'm at right now. And so that's going to consume a couple of days of time, and then we'll be back at it, back in session next week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Greg. Have a good day.
Thanks, sir. Mike. Take care.